Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to the Big Party Show podcast. If you need to get a hold of us, you can do so by getting a hold of us at bpscrasher@gmail.com, or you can reach out at 402-915-0962. We take messages, we take texts, we take emails. Hi, Molly. How are you?
Hi. Your face looks different today. Did you shave?
No.
No.
Why does it look different?
I don't know. You look really slim down.
Do I really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I didn't know if it was like you changed something or, I mean, you look good.
Oh, thank you. Well, you're welcome. You're making me blush. It's getting hot in the studio.
You're already going to be red. You're like, I'm red already.
All right. Hey, 12 pods of Christmas. We're on our, fourth gift we're opening up. We got to tell people when you're listening, because we know how many people are listening. I know how many people are entering in this thing. It's 12 gifts equal. I mean, we're talking up to 2K in gifts. That's going to be underneath this tree. All right. And one of you guys are going to win it. So if you're not putting your name in this to win, you're listening already. You might as well get the keyword we're about to give you and drop it in there.
Do it.
I mean, it blows my mind. I don't know if it's the people that think that, you know, you always say that, oh, I never win anything. People that always win.
Yes.
But every also like time.
You can't lose. Do you know what I mean? Like it costs you, unlike the lottery where you literally could lose $20 trying to win a gajillion.
Sure.
This costs you nothing to enter. You're already listening. Stop by the website, put in the free keyword to get your free entry to win $2,000 worth of stuff. I mean,
underneath the tree. I know. And it's weird because I was talking to the sweet Wileen. I'm like, do I need to put the price out on the social media? Because I'm like, she's like, just keep doing what you're doing. Cause I'm like, you would think, I mean, like I said, we know how many people, a lot of people listen to this podcast. Thank you. By the way. So this promotion is for you guys. For one of you guys, granted, is going to win it all because there's no way of doling this all out at the same time fairly and simple. Molly and I have gone through this whole thing. We create our own promotional stuff. So yeah, the keyword. Let's just tell you what the next one is. First, we started with Omaha Steaks. That's like a $500 value right there. Mm-hmm. Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab. They're hooking you guys up with gift cards and merch. Funny Bone Comedy Club. Thank you to Colleen. That's two tickets to any of the comedy shows. And the next one is the one we're unwrapping today. All right.
Let's say
what it is. It's Good Life Candle and Craft. They're located in Ralston. But this is what they're giving you. It's a candle pouring experience for two. Now, you just thought you're going to get a candle.
No.
It includes one drink per person. You got to be 21 or over. You can gift this to anyone else. But if you don't drink, you don't have to get the drinks. You can get something non-alcoholic. A couple's holiday candle and lip balm. I love lip balm because I have these pillow lips. So there you go. So what's the keyword to win?
The keyword today is light because it's a candle. Candle light. LIGHT. So that's your keyword. Go ahead to go to bigpartyshow.com. Click on contest. You got the 12 pods of Christmas right there. And you can go ahead and enter that keyword. Again, light. And it costs you nothing. It's free. What's crazy free right now? Nothing. I feel like breathing during the holidays. They're like, that'll be $5.
Think about it. There's 12 gifts. If you want to re-gift them, go re-gift them. I mean, geez.
Seriously.
Come on. Let's think here. So there you go. That's all you got to do. And while you're there, also do us a favor, solid. And I want to thank Kelly. She donated to the Operation Dry Bottom. Stop and drop a donation if you can. We understand if you can't. During this time of the year that the women and the babies of the Lydia House really need our help. And like we've said before, it's monetary this time only because of the fact that, you know, we've done diaper drives for 20 some years. And we just don't have the manpower right now. And you know, this podcast is basically pretty, it's new, you know, it's just Molly and I. So that maybe in the future that'll happen. I don't know. I can't predict that, but I think so. But right now we're doing what we can monetarily. So yeah, you can drop a donation right there at Operation Dry Bottom at bigpartyshow.com.
Help a bottom out. Help a baby bottom out.
Help a baby bottom out. Mm-hmm.
I'm so jealous.
I'm wired. People, if you're listening, I'm so wired. Oh my God. I went out because, and by the way, we got an email at bpscrasher@gmail.com from a party crasher, Teresa. She said, I blame Molly for this. I had to stop first thing this morning to get my eggnog latte at Starbucks. She's been trying to make it at home since eggnog has been on the shelf this season, but she's never been, it's never been able to taste the same.
It's not the same. I don't know what it is. It's all the sugar. Like the thing is that there's not probably that amount of sugar in the eggnog you buy at the store. Like Starbucks is like, we know how to get you. We're going to go ahead and tap a vein and give you so much sugar. You have to come back for more.
Here's the thing. I'm so stupid because I don't go to, Starbucks because so I can't, I never can pronounce the, I don't know how to say it because I never
order it.
Grande.
Or did you get a Venti?
This is when I went there. I went through the drive-thru.
Okay.
And all they had listed, and granted, I was kind of confused because of everything. There's just so much there.
No, it's
So all I saw was grande. Mm. Grande, everything. I didn't say Venti. I didn't see anything like that. So I was thinking as I'm coming through the drive-thru, I should just, do I order a small, medium, or large? Or do I have to go the Starbucks way and literally say what they are? Venti, grande.
They know. Well,
they go, what size? They go, grandy.
Grandy. They're like, oh boy, we got a live one. First time drive-thru participant.
I'll take a grandy. So my review on it, I don't know what to think, Molly. This is the thing. We had talked about the dairy issues, right?
Okay.
So they didn't give me an option. They didn't ask.
No. Not for the eggnog, they don't.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
Because the whole time as I'm driving there, I'm going, do I want to try oat milk or some low skim milk of some sort, you know? And then when they didn't ask me for an option, I got a little nervous.
You're like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh no. $7 and a stomach ache later, you're enjoying an eggnog latte.
Yeah, it's good. I wish the eggnog was nice. You guys should buy sponsorship on this show after reviewing this, but it has a nice faint taste of eggnog.
Okay.
I would prefer more eggnog.
More nog.
More nog.
Listen, it's Starbucks. Uh-huh. You probably can order it like that. Like literally there is no ceiling to how obnoxious you can be.
Really?
Ordering at Starbucks. Yes. I guarantee you that there is a special item where you're like, you know what? Can I have more nog than, and they'll be like, okay. And they'll figure out a way to do it. You're like, could you juggle a monkey while you're doing it? They're like, sure thing.
You're
paying $1 million for this drink. We'll do just about anything.
So it's been a while. And I mean, for all I know, I mean, when was it 2021 when they stopped it?
Yeah.
That was some time ago. So the people that are making it at this Starbucks that I went to, maybe they're not familiar with making it. It's the first day. You know what I mean? So maybe they didn't make it correctly.
It's a well-oiled machine.
Is that a fun job? I wonder. Do you think that's what I was thinking when I was at the drive-thru? Everybody looked
happy. Have you never been a barista?
No, I think I would be great at it. Is it a fun gig or what?
It's weird. You get to deal with all sorts of weirdness. People are funny about how they like their coffee. I mean, that's the thing. It's like you learn in restaurants, like people are really particular about their food. You kind of get it. You know, you're like, okay, it's food. You know, you're like, I don't want tomatoes, or could you put the sauce on the side? Like all of that stuff I can understand. People ordering coffee drinks, there's like a certain level of it where you're like, does it really make a difference? I don't know. Like I can understand saying like, I want it scalding hot. Like I get that. Like people who are like, I really, really, really want it hot. Or a lot of times, like when I order coffee drinks, I'll be like, could you throw a couple ice cubes in there? Because I want to drink it right away. And it's going to be scalding hot. And so I'll ask for like a couple ice cubes so it'll be palatable. Like I can start chugging it right away. But there are other things where there was this woman who used to come into the shop that I worked in.
Yeah.
She used to ask for a dry cappuccino.
What is
and
that?
So basically what it was more foam than milk, which, okay, like, okay. I guess, like, that's a thing. But she used to, like, weigh it in her hand and honestly, like, hand it back and be like, it's not dry enough.
God, a friend of ours
was like, are you kidding me? Like, I don't know what, oh, okay, like, I can't take any milk out of this. And I mean, obviously, so then you'd have to remake it because it wasn't dry enough for her.
I need to talk to her, our friend Tracy. She owns Karma Coffee. It's a local in town, and ask her about what kind of stuff. That's a cool coffee shop, by the way. It is just, you walk into Karma Coffee and you feel like you're somewhere else. It's not corporate looking. It's just, it's just a cool place. But yeah, I'll bet people like their coffee different. Like I told you, the first time I got Starbucks and it took me years to go back is that, for some reason, I just got a black coffee because that's what I like.
Uh-huh.
And there are coffee grounds.
Oh, yeah.
You at the said bottom
that
you thought
of it. That was part of it.
I thought that's how they serve their coffee. That's the special
You're
way,
like,
coffee
we
grounds.
We are very fancy here. We include the grounds.
Yeah.
No part of the coffee bean is left unused. Okay.
Well, there you go. All right. So I got it. I'm surprised you haven't gotten one. Yeah,
you said what? You were. I have been running since. I am doing some fill-in work, and my alarm goes off at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, you're back to that wonderful schedule. Yes. Let's say where you're at. Can you say that? What you're doing?
I'm doing news producing at WGN, and so, but I do mornings, and so you know, in order for you to have news produced, you need to get in there at 4 o'clock in the morning, and it's downtown Chicago. So it requires me to drive.
This is worse when we're doing a morning show.
No, seriously. I was,
you're up earlier.
Declan. So, you know, my son Declan, he's like, how did you manage to find a job that made you get up earlier than the job you just had? I was like, obviously I tried really hard. I turned down a lot of regularly timed work because I didn't know if I could do it. I don't know if I can function if I don't have enough sleep.
Oh my God. Wiley won't let me go back to that schedule. She believes that, that
it's killing you slowly.
Yeah, it's killing me slowly. She said she thinks I added years of life, back to myself by not doing that schedule. And that also that, working at that particular place, because it was starting to take a toll a little bit. So she doesn't want me to go back to that schedule. And when I went to the doctor, remember we've been getting up at like 4:30 in the morning every morning for so long. My doctor told me it's going to take me years to get back to any type of normal schedule. Like I still can't have trouble sleeping. I'm like, I don't get what's going on. I think that's just my head though. That's moving too much. You're back at
away.
It.
Ooh. Yeah, but I'm blown away because, you know, like, so this morning my alarm goes off at 2:30 in the morning and I'm thinking there was a part of my life where I would have been awake at 2:30 and still going.
Yeah.
Like I would have been at the bar and it would have been like, well, it's another 90 minutes until call time, which is 4 a.m. in Chicago. And even then you're like, maybe we could find a 5 a.m. bar. I mean, I honestly thought to myself, I was like, there was a good chunk of my life where I was up at 2:30 in the morning. And that's just because I was still awake.
Yeah.
And I was going to get ready to maybe think about going to bed at around 4 or 5.
God, I can't believe you're back on that schedule. Jeez. But it's what do you do? It's new. It's news. And this is what we do. Mm-hmm. You know, so, yeah. What do you do?
I love it.
You're doing what you're doing.
That's the thing, is that I love it. I just, it's a slap in the face when it gets to be, you know, the thing is that it's the 1-2 punch. Like, it's the weird schedule, and it also happens to be the darkest time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So there's literally like a point where you're like, is it ever light out? I don't know.
Well, guess what? With this schedule
for a while,
with this schedule of yours, you're not even going to, I mean, you might be able to see the sun rise.
I do.
Yeah. Okay. You
see the sun rise. I take a break from my desk. Like, we've got this, like, it's like a news hub. So there's a bunch of us.
Yeah.
And I'll go to get my coffee right around 6:30, and I'll snap a photo.
Oh, you got to share that. You should share that.
Yeah, so I'm going to start sharing it. So, like, every day that I work, so this was day 3, and so this was my third sunrise. And where the building is at, I mean, it's a gajillion dollar view. It's a view of the lake of Navy Pier. You've got the Ferris wheel.
It's an amazing view. And that's the river, correct? That's the river that
the
it's on.
River.
Yeah, because I've done that architectural tour on that 2 times. And people, if you ever go to Chicago, you can, you know, of course, ask Molly what to do. But I'm telling you, one thing you have to do is an architectural tour on the boat. It's amazing. It is amazing. But okay. So yeah, take a picture. That's the one thing I always said that I was lucky. Getting up that early in the morning for that many years. Cause I mean, for those of you know, you know, but those of you don't, I've been doing morning radio, for my dang near my whole career. So we're talking about 26 years plus, because I was doing other shifts before that. So, I would tell people that I've seen more sunsets or sunrises than most humans.
Isn't that crazy to think about?
It is. And every,
like, when you think about that and you're like, God, there are people there. It's like a whole segment of the population that probably has seen a handful.
Yeah, a handful. You know. And that's probably because they were up too late. You know,
I can't tell you how many times I watched the sunrise because I hadn't gone to bed yet.
Yes.
We were walking
yes.
out of some bar. Nothing is worse.
Nothing
than
is worse than
walking out of a bar and people are going to work. Because it's 6 o'clock in the morning. And I would love to tell you that I don't know what that feels like. And I would love to tell you that that only happened to me once or twice.
Yeah.
But I dated a bouncer at a bar. And so part of the reason, like, it was in Chicago, it was like a 4 or 5 a.m. bar. And then he had to stick around to help, like, restock and everything. And so, you know, we were heading home together. I would just wait and just hang around. And then you're like walking out of the bar. People are in business suits heading to go do their business stuff. And you're like, hey,
I've been there the first time I experienced, not the first time I experienced it. It might have been a first. It was in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I went to this bar and we stayed up all night in this bar. And how late are the bars open there? Or did they change that? Because it was in Chicago and I walked out and it was daylight.
Yeah, there are 4 and 5 a.m. bars. Which
that's what it
sometimes
was.
They'll stay up later. I mean, there are times where it's, I mean, they're not particular. So, I
all
mean,
right.
yes, there are times where you step outside and you're like, well, cock-a-doodle do me.
Yeah.
What time is it?
I hated it. I mean, I walk out. Remember, it's Chicago, so it's busy.
Yes.
I walk out and it's busy. I'm like, I don't know what happens now. Mm-hmm. Do
People
I sleep the next
you
day?
And you have like, night before clothes on. I mean, you're in head-to-toe black velvet. They're hanging out and they've got like a suit on. They're like, what is your story? You're like, why do you look like a grown-up?
Exactly. Hey, we're moving our motivation to the end, by the way, today. So we so we can keep it tight and edgy and not feeling so goody about stuff. During the beginning of the podcast. But by the way, I must add, and we got a message at bpscrasher@gmail.com about your real ID. That whole thing just passed. That was a shocker. So basically, if you don't have a real ID yet, and they're shaming people right now, they're you had till last May. So this is what we're doing. We're charging. And by the way, they had suggested half the price.
Yeah, $18 was the original, like, we're going to charge you $18. Not anymore.
$45. $45 right out the, I mean, you have to pay $45 to get through. So now I'm like watching this whole thing go down and I'm like, $45. Now that's, it starts February 1st, for those of you that don't know this, but it's valid for only 10 days.
Yep.
So if you're on a trip for 10 days, I mean, who goes on a trip for 10 days? I guess
go
I guess
on a
vacation.
Cruise, you go, on,
you know,
but
you got to pay it again.
Trip like that, like you're like you got your passport because you're going someplace awesome.
That's what they cover too, by the way. Because now I'm online going, well, Molly uses her passport and you can. Mm-hmm. So if you want to skip the fee, I mean, I already have when you get your license renewed, then you'll automatically have your real ID anyway. But if you're going to skirt the system like Molly and just not go and get it done until that happens, then you can, in fact, just use a passport. Because that's mm-hmm. what my question was, is like, well, is there other alternatives?
Yes. There's and like I, a whole okay. list of other, like, there's your passport. There's a passport card. There's like, if you are part of the military, you know, I mean, and let's say, and a lot of times, like if you're part of the military, you might not have a driver's license because you're moving from base to, you know, you're doing all sorts of stuff. So there's that. And then there's like other, there's that clear pass that you can get, you know, you've got to get vetted for that thing. So there's a bunch of other ones. Yeah. Like it's not like real or a real ID or nothing. Like there's quite a few options. I just got hosed that last time because I didn't realize this was a surprise to me. If your passport is expired, but it's like still within 2 years of when it was good, you can still use it to go through domestically. Like if like my passport was expired by 2 months, they're like, you could have brought it. I was like, really? They're like, yeah.
You can still use that, huh?
Yeah, apparently. I don't know. I mean, I didn't know that, so I didn't bring
it.
I
do.
So instead, I got pulled aside and extra screened as I'm traveling with my two children. I'm like, yep, you caught me. I'm obviously a troublemaker.
I think it's stupid. I'm starting to think it's dumb because, I mean, they're forcing everybody to get that thing on your ID, but the passport, I mean, you guys treat the passport like it's a driver's license. Good God. I sent it in with a photo and they sent me one back. I mean, I grew up in the military as a dependent where you don't lose that or just hand it out or send it through the mail.
No.
Because guess what happens? People can get a hold of it and do bad things.
I know.
So they're treating the passport.
It's like, don't you feel like
weird?
I thought it was weird. Like it showed up and I was like, shouldn't I have to sign for this or something? Like, don't you even want to make sure that I'm me?
Yes.
That like, and you know, or so, like make me go to the post office to pick it up. Like, you know how there's like
something.
Certified mail where you're like, you've got to come here.
I mean, it's it's crazy. They treat it like a driver's license.
Like, here you go. By the way, junk mail. And I think your passport's in there.
So so this is how it's changed. If you guys haven't gotten your passport renewed lately, in the past, you would send your passport in. They would send it back with a hole punched through it, like a paper punch. Now they don't do that. No. No, I got a passport that's just sitting there expired.
I didn't have to send it in. They're like, no,
it's
you're good.
Bizarre.
I was like, okay, what do I just wanted to give that to somebody? Here,
you
get to be me now. Now there's two of us. I just realized what's different about you. You have different headphones on.
Oh, there you go. You figured it out.
Yes.
You figured it out.
I was like, this is driving me crazy. Yeah, you've got different headphones. Why do you have ear pods in this time? Are you trying
I have
something sleek?
No, I'm trying something different because those are just blasting my ears out. A little bit. And plus, you know, I'm deaf, so I play them loud enough that it bleeds through the mic and then it echoes. And I'm kind of a perfectionist when it comes to little things like that. I don't want you to echo through it. You know what I mean?
Got it.
So I just bought these and that's the hardest thing to get used to is not wearing a headset. So, you know, like the people in a band, they have those monitors in their ears. Uh-huh. That's what I ended up buying because I needed it to be the best quality. And I'm thinking, well, if those guys are using it and it has good sound. I mean, these sound better than my headsets. It's crazy. It's well
Where'd
worth
you get
the
them?
Investment. I just online like everything else.
Amazon, like it just showed
Amazon,
up.
I can send you the link. You would love them.
I don't like stuff in my ears. I like
that's
over
I don't
ears.
Either. I that's don't either. The thing. But
I mean, I try it. Why not?
Yeah.
What do I got to lose? My hearing.
You're not subjected to that.
That's been gone for ages.
And it was just cyber, whatchamacallit.
Did you buy anything on Cyber Monday?
I did.
You
bought some stuff. I'm always trying to upgrade the studio. Yeah, so I had to put a kibosh on some stuff I was buying. I was going to buy new mics because I want to build another studio downstairs. I don't want to go anywhere anymore. I'm just going to live in this house and podcast.
That's all I'm going to do. Welcome to my life where you're like, huh, you used to make fun of me for years. You're like, why don't you ever leave the house? Now you know. You're like, why?
Yeah, yeah, now you don't have to. Yeah, so I did get some, what do you call it? Like I was going to go for some lavalier mics. Those things right there.
Really?
That you put on. Yeah. I was going to do that.
The Today Show?
That's all right. I see people using podcasts and doing it all the time. I'm like, how do they do it? And so I was going to do that, but I did research and those go out quite a bit. You know, you ever been, you know, they go out. It's just the way it is. The wiring, they're weak. So I decided not to do that. So what I did is I got one of those little microphone things. I think you got one too that you clip and you can run through your phone. Yeah, so if ever I'm traveling, because I'm a world traveler, and I need to catch up on and do a podcast with you, then I can just plug in and go.
You're like live here from the Sahara.
You
the other part
fun.
Of the world. I'm not making fun.
Do you have it? You have one, right?
I do. Yeah.
What do you do with it?
I haven't done anything with it lately. Before, I was like using it for voice notes. So I could like step away from my phone so I didn't have to sit there and like hold my phone and be like, listen, this is what else is going on. Like I could have it and walk away from my phone and not.
Oh, and
be,
walk away.
Yeah. Like I could just like be like circling and doing things and talking. Like I could, you know, make lists and do things like that without having to hold my phone.
Okay.
But I haven't used it in a while. My son was sniffing around for a microphone yesterday.
Why? Like, what's he need it for?
Gaming.
Okay.
He's like, do you have any extra microphones later? I was like, no. What do I look like, a radio engineer? No, I've got the microphone, the one.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, I have those other ones, but I was like, I'm not giving that to him. I don't want to listen to him. So instead, he was using his AirPods.
Yeah, those are good enough.
I know, but the thing is that before I was used to seeing him with his headset on and he would be gaming. So instead, it just looks like he's having a very strange conversation with himself. He's like,
it is weird.
I was like, oh my God, are you okay? You
have wait till he gets a girlfriend. I remember Oliver used to always have that girlfriend on the phone all the time, and to the point where, and I'd say some weird stuff, right? And, you know, to the point where I finally had
a show with you for over 20 years. Yeah. You say a couple of things that have been strange. Yeah. Just a few, not enough to make it like a thing.
Just a few things. But I had to tell him, I had to say, hey, dude, you got to respect my privacy a little bit because you have this person on the phone sitting there and you're not even acknowledging that that person is here. But I'm having a conversation with you. Something could come out of my mouth that she would take an offense to. And then now I'm dealing with that. So please, if we ever have a conversation, just make sure no one's on that phone. That's.
Which now sparks the question for everyone listening. What would he say that? Like, wait, what?
Yeah, exactly.
What were you planning on saying?
Well, just stuff gets said. They know, the boys know that I say stuff. I'm like, Colin was asking me the other day about a last podcast, one of our podcasts, when I was talking about how I wanted to have a prison, go to a prison Airbnb. He goes, you say the weirdest stuff.
It's like, you're married to my mom, and I've got to live with that.
Yeah, it's not anymore.
And then I get to hear you talk about... Wait, you're still married to Wyleen.
Well, I'm saying he doesn't live here anymore. So did you get anything?
He has to live with the fact that you are married to his mom. Not about living in the same place as you, but literally just existing on this planet knowing you're married to his mom.
That lucky woman. The sweet Wyleen.
Sweet Wyleen.
All right. So Cyber Monday, they said it was a record. It's like 14 billion all-time record. Mm-hmm. Black Friday was kind of a bust for the most part.
Mostly online.
And then locally, Small Business Saturday turned to Small Business Sunday. And I guess all these small businesses really suffered because of the storm.
Yeah.
That happened. Did you buy anything on any of these things? A Cyber Monday?
I haven't done any of them. No? I didn't do Black Friday. I didn't do Cyber Monday. And then I live in Chicago. There was a huge snowstorm on Saturday. I saw that some people went out. I'm like, we had out of town guests. I'm like, let's go snowshoeing to go shopping. So we didn't. Today, Tuesday was Giving Tuesday. I'm interested to see what the numbers are on that. But it doesn't need to be just one day. The whole season is about giving.
Giving, giving, giving.
Operation Dry Bottom.
Yes. Give, please. Target is teaming up with AI, by the way. People are saying that, I think it was like 41% of people are saying they're going to use AI to do shopping. Basically, you do this. You go to ChatGPT and go, hey, I want to buy this right here. I've done this before because it would ask me, do you want me to find everything at a good price?
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. To do that. And it'll even give you what is good.
Okay. And
with reviews, because everything pull everything off the internet. So basically all people are going to do is say, I want this Labubu doll and I want it to look like this. Can you tell me where it's the cheapest and where I can get it? And it'll spit it out. So everybody's trying to be savvy and save money, but it kind of takes away the shopping. But then again, you got to ask yourself who likes to go out to all these stores and shop for stuff.
There
are people that like it. And those aren't the people that are going to use the chat or the AI for that. And speaking of Target, by the way, I saw that. What is it? The Hot Santa?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
From their commercials? Yeah.
I saw he's back. What's his name? His name is Chris K. They're calling him Hot Santa. Oh, my God. Yeah. Why do they make him seem dumb? Have you seen the commercials?
I haven't seen it. No.
They make him seem clueless about everything.
He's just so hot. He doesn't even know anything.
I guess maybe because he's Santa, because Santa doesn't live the same life as every other human. And then there's a chick that has the hots for him. So she's kind of stalking him. It's very strange.
That's all very odd. I mean,
it's Santa a very odd commercial.
Some jolly older man.
Yes.
He's married to Mrs. Claus, who is basically the North Pole equivalent of the sweet, sweet Wylene.
But I don't think he is on. I don't think this Santa is married because he's having coffee with some chick. It's a Target commercial. And he was mentioned something about that he has to update the naughty list. And she goes, how do I get on the naughty list? And he goes, you want to be on the naughty list? She goes, no, never mind. That's weird.
Yeah. You're like, too late. You said it. He's like, well, that got you on there. You didn't have to do anything. You just had to say something creepy. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Not everything has to be sexy. Not everything needs to have, like, that flip side. Like, we don't have to have sexy Santa. Can't we have something nice? Can't we just have something wholesome and decent?
Why they call him Hot Santa. Hot Santa.
Not okay.
He's like metrosexual.
Now it's going to become some like weird book club wine night type of like we booked Hot Santa. You get to go sit on his lap and ask him what you want for it. Like seriously, like a girl Christmas, like bad mom Christmas. Let's go ahead and get Hot Santa. Santa, I want to sit on your lap and tell you all the things that I want for Christmas. Number one, you.
I'm on the naughty list. Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, Santa. All right, we're gonna wrap here. We'll come back here on Friday, and you, Molly, get to pick. It's motivate you. We're gonna motivate you into Friday morning. So this is Drunk Foods. What you have left is bowl of cereal with questionable milk and ice cream straight from the carton.
Ice cream straight from the carton.
Ice cream straight from the carton.
If you're looking for reassurance today, this is it. You're going to be okay. The bad doesn't last forever. Happiness is coming your way. And I'm proud of you for staying strong. Just remember that every sunrise is a quiet invitation to begin again.
Aww.
There you go. Take that Daddy. For what it's worth. I have to start adding farts at the end of it just so I can. They're getting just way so too you serious. Can
feel it, like, just so I can stay interested. All this good talk is just really leaving me flat.
Yeah. Totally is. Don't forget about the Giving Machine, okay? It's the Light the World Giving Machine. It's at Westroads, okay? Yep. And it's a it's like a vending machine. That's the best way to describe it. It's a vending machine for good in which you can donate stuff for people in need, whether it's food, diapers, baby supplies, hygiene kits, farm animals for like chickens and goats and other life-changing items. We've had some people reach out to us and they take their kids every year. So it's back at the Westroads, second floor.
And just to let you know, it's the kind of vending machine where you swipe your card and the money and the funds, you get to choose where it goes. You're not going to get a goat coming out of the vending machine.
That's true.
There are five local nonprofits that are participating in this year's Giving Machine Omaha. And they include Catholic Charities Omaha, Q's Omaha, Heartland Equine Therapeutic Writing Academy, New Visions Homeless Services, and Trivium Life Services. So here's the deal. You can go to the Westroads Mall, level 2, next to Aeropostale, and givers and receivers, you can use that flagship commons entrance to go ahead and give good tidings of great joy by swiping at the Giving Machine.
That's all you got to do. And if you need more details, you can follow Giving Machine Omaha on all your socials and also the Big Party Show as well. So give, give, give. What are we going to hit Monday or Friday? You got brain rot going on. You're going to go pick up your tree on Thursday, right?
Yes.
All right. And then Amazon has a new delivery service they're testing. We'll get to all that on Friday, but we'll see you guys then. Have a safe day and do yourself good.